This week, WFAE is exploring the cost of the UNC system for students and universities. Yesterday, we explained how the state constitution specifies that public higher education should be as free as practicable for North Carolina residents. This morning, we explain where the money goes after students and parents write tuition checks. Here's a hint: you don't pay for what you get. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk and Lisa Miller report.
The tuition bills the UNC system sent out this fall, for the first time, had a pie chart. It answers what seems like a simple question. When you write a tuition check, where does the money go?
Now, we're not talking fees that students are required to pay for things like athletics or health services. Your bill tells you where that money goes.
Tuition can be murkier, hence the new pie chart.
And here's how it shakes out. The biggest slice of the pie, about 50%, goes to instruction. At UNC Chapel Hill, senior Kaya McDermott from Fayetteville says that makes sense.
I would think that majority of my tuition would go to paying my teachers' salaries anyway.
Another 15 to 20% goes to what's called academic and institutional support, administrative staff, human resources, that kind of stuff.
A small percentage goes to student services, think admissions and counseling. And 15% goes to keep the lights on, maintain the Wi-Fi and the classrooms.
And then there's a slice that ranges from 10% to 21%, depending where you're in school. It's labeled need-based financial aid.
Michael, you talked to Carter Quinn about this. He's a UNC Chapel Hill student from Carrboro who's paying for college with his mom's help.
So some of your tuition is helping to pay for other people's tuition.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And what do you think of that?
I think that's good because someone like me who can afford to pay full price should be supporting people who can't.
About a third of the students we talked to knew about this.
Alex Reinhold is another one. She's a junior at UNC Chapel Hill from Jacksonville, and she's heard classmates say they think this is unfair.
I mean, some students may feel like, hey, I didn't get financial aid. I had to take out a student loan to pay for my seat, so why is my student loan going towards, you know, me and the person next to me?
That issue is a big reason UNC System's Board of Governors required the colleges to send out the pie charts this fall. Marty Kotis is on the board.
The important thing for the students and for us is transparency. So where does money go? Where does it come from? How is it being used?
Setting some tuition aside to help pay for need-based aid is a relatively new use. The Board of Governors started requiring campuses to do that in 2000.
The idea was to try to prevent the neediest students from being priced out as the cost of tuition increased. Here's the board's current vice chairman, Lou Bissett.
We've got to have the need-based financial aid. It's more important now than ever. But some people would say that it's probably unfair to charge one family money to be used for another family.
The board has become more critical of this policy in recent years, after Republicans took control of the General Assembly and appointed new members. 2 years ago, the board told campuses the policy was no longer required.
But all 16 campuses still do it anyway. Here's board member Champ Mitchell.
We've drastically increased tuition beyond what people can pay. We're crushing the middle class, and part of that is being used to fund other people. The question is, how much can you ask folks to carry who are paying tuition and struggling?
Board members came up with an answer to that question last month. They decided to cap the amount of tuition that can go to other students' tuition at 15%.
There are five campuses above that cap, including UNC Chapel Hill at 21% and NC State at 18%. They can stay there, but can't go any higher. UNC Charlotte is the furthest under the cap at 10%.
North Carolina isn't alone in using some tuition to pay for need-based aid. 13 states require it, according to a report last year by the State Higher Education Executive Officers Association.
Here's how it breaks down in the UNC system. About 40% of in-state students receive that kind of aid. Now, it averages $2,000, and the majority goes to families making less than $40,000 a year. But some goes to families making $80,000.
That aid helped Taylor Walker from the town of Wake Forest go to college.
I remember, like, sitting down, like, where I was when I got it, and it was like I cried because I just knew, like, oh, my God, I can go to college because what else am I going to do if I don't?
Walker got a variety of need-based aid and scholarships to go to UNC Chapel Hill.
But the single biggest thing that lowered the cost for her didn't show up on any financial aid forms. It's what the state pitches in for her and every other student in the UNC system.
In the final story of our series tomorrow, we'll explain that side of how you're not paying for what you get. Even if you're paying full price, you're spending way less than what your education actually costs. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk.
and I'm Lisa Miller.